Weekly classes with Sheikh Shahid at 10:45 on Sunday, and it's going to be the Fiqh of Salah, and then that will be followed immediately with Siddiqui's Tafsir class at 12 noon, and the information for that is in the ISLC newsletter, and our it will be on YouTube or Facebook. You can watch our Zoom. And then, so we're happy to continue to offer the Friday prayers and have everyone back here. But we need everyone's cooperation to keep these going. So just I'll go over a few of the guidelines that we have. So everyone here already registered, so we know that. We're not taking any walk-ins or standby registration. We need everyone to register and only come if you're registered. And also just make sure you register for yourself and register when you know you're going to be coming. We don't want people registering, taking up spots, and then other people are not allowed to register and come. So only register if you're able to come, and if you register and you're unable to come, you can email the office about that. And then just some of the rules while you're here, make sure everyone should have their own prayer mat, even if you're from the same household, everyone take your own spot, and make sure the mask is covering your nose and your mouth the entire time during the khutbah, during the prayer, keep it covered. And then after the prayer, you can pray your sunnahs in your same spot, and then immediately leave. So jazakallah khair. We hope to keep this going, keep everyone safe with your cooperation. And if you have any questions or comments afterwards, feel free to reach out. And of course, if you're not feeling well, be sure to stay home and not spread it to others. And with that, we'll have Dr. Siddiqui.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah hamdan kathiran tayyiban kama amar. Wassalatu wassalam ala sayyidil anam alladhi ba'athahu Allahu lil aswad wal ahmar. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, who came to guide the humanity and to keep them on the path of Jannah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us safe and healthy, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, back we are here in the masjid after several weeks that we are away. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue bless us and keep us safe, inshallah. So I'm going to talk about truth and truthfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and be with those who are truthful. So here's emphasis is Iman, and Iman, one of the very important part of Iman is truthfulness. And in Islam, truthfulness is not only in saying the things that are factual, saying the things according to the best of your knowledge that are real and factual, but truthfulness also means living truthfully. That is, you are honest. You are, when you make promise, you fulfill your promise. When you deal with people, you deal with an honest way. And of course, also do not spread rumors and lies against other people. Do not make fraud. So both truthfulness and also not doing lies, both of these are very important aspects of Islam. The Prophet ﷺ used to emphasize that again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned more than 100 times in the Quran about the importance of sitq, truthfulness, and also warned against kazib, those who lie, those who say things falsely. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bijahala wa tusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin. When you get some news, make sure that this news coming from the right source, because it's quite possible that you may act according on the rumors, on false information, and you may do things that are not right. And then after that you regret. So that's why it's emphasized very much that don't live your life on based on rumors, on false news, but rather make sure that you are, whatever you are getting, the information is the right information. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Imam al-Sadiqeen. He was known even before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him as his prophet. He was known as Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful, the honest person. And that was the emphasis in his message. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him as a prophet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to publicly announce that, it is reported that he went to the Mount of Safa, and he called the people of Makkah, and he asked them to come. So people who have heard his voice, they came. And then the Prophet said, Ya Bani Abdul Muttalib, Ya Bani Fihr, Ya Bani Luay. He called them by various tribes' name, families' name. He said, Oh, the children of Abdul Muttalib, Oh, the children of Fihr, Oh, the children of Lui. Say, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَخْبَرْتُكُمْ أَنَّ خَيْلًا بِصَفْحِ هَذَا الْجَبَلِ تُرِيدُ أَنْ تَغِيرَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَدَّقْتُمُونِي قَالُوا نَعَمْ مَا جَرَّبْنَا مِنْكَ إِلَّا صِدْقًا قَالَ فَإِنِّي نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. The Prophet said, if I tell you that there is an army, there is a people, horsemen, on the other side of this hill, ready to attack you, will you believe me? Will you confirm this truth? They said, yes, indeed, because we have no experience of you that you ever lied to us. مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ كَذِبٌ مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا صِدْقًا. We have no experience except truth, that you always speak the truth. And then the Prophet told them, I am warning you about the coming punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't change yourself, if you don't repent, if you don't follow the right path. So they all said that, even though after when he said that, some of them accepted, some of them did not accept. But when it came to a point that, are you telling the truth? Yes, you're telling the truth. We know you are a truthful person. So it is, that was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized that people should speak the truth. Alaykum bisidq. He said, you must speak the truth. Alaykum. This is the command of. It is obligatory that you speak the truth. Why? Because فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي لِلْبِرَّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Because truth makes you do right things. Siddq is truth. Things are clear, transparent, straightforward, without ambiguity. So عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ. Speak the truth. Because siddq leads to good things. To righteousness, to piety, and these things lead to Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And then the Prophet said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبُ. And be aware, don't say lies. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. That is, lies lead to sin. And sin leads to hell. May Allah save us from that. So that is the importance. The Prophet said, إِنَّ رَجُلَ لَيَكْ لَيَسْتُقْ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. A person speaks the truth and always make sure that he is speaking the truth, make an effort to speak the truth, then he is written in the record of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, صِدِّيق. That is a truthful person. And in a similar way, a person lies and he keeps on lying and it makes, always looking for the lies, then written in the record of Allah as kazzab, as a liar. So Rasulullah ﷺ, and from the very young age, I mean everybody, male or female, young or old, rich and poor, he used to tell everybody to speak the truth. But especially young people, the children, he used to emphasize that they should speak the truth. So that their training is, from the beginning, is the training of truth. Hasan radiallahu anhu, the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ, he was very young when the Rasulullah ﷺ passed away. I mean, Hasan radiallahu anhu was born in the third year of Hijrah. And Rasulullah ﷺ passed in 10th year of it, so he must be about 7 year or 8 year old, less than 8 year old. And he says in one of the hadiths, حَفِظْتُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ دَعْ مَا يَرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يَرِيبُكَ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ طُمَأْنِينَةٌ وَالْكَذِبُ رِيبَةٌ. He says that I remember hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. I remember the Prophet ﷺ used to say this, leave things that are doubtful to things that are not doubtful. دَعْمَا يَرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يَرِيبُكَ. And then he said, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ طُمَأْنِينَ. The truth brings comfort, satisfaction, happiness. وَالْكَذِبُ رِيبَ. And the lies, they are suspicion. They create suspicion. they create problems. So sitr is that is in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has associated lies with nifaq, and the truth with iman. So Allah says, لَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ وَيُتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah may give the reward to the truthful for their truth, and also may punish the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and if He will, or may accept their repentance, or yatuba alayhim. So sidq and iman together, kazib and nifaq, or maybe kufr, go that way. When we look at the Quran, there is the emphasis there. Lisanu sidq, the tongue must be truthful. Qadamu sidq, your movement to be the truthful movement. Coming and going must be truthful. Mudkhala sidq, you enter in truthfulness. Mukhraja sidq, you leave in the truthfulness. So go your home, entering it after living your whole day, spending in truth. Or when you leave for your work, for your business, say, I'm going to speak the truth. I'm not going to speak falsehood, lie. And then maq'ada sidq, the place where you sit, you're living, you're staying, should be also based on sidq. So there are 5 points. One is lisanu sidq, then qadama sidq, mudkhala sidq, mukhraja sidq, and maq'ada sidq. See, that the whole life is that way, living this way. The truthful life, that's what Islam emphasizes that. And it brings many benefits. Benefits in this world. Yes. Truth pays. Although sometimes people think, how can you do that in this world today? How can you do business by telling the truth? But no, truth pays. It's still, in spite of all these things, if you speak the truth, you will succeed. So try that. It has benefits. Benefits in this world, as well as benefit in the hereafter. Certainly benefit in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned sidq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned falsehood, lies, with the worship of idols. You see, worship of idols is kufr. And with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned lies. فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Do not worship idols, the filth of idols, that you do not go near that, and do not go near lies, falsehood. It is reported in a hadith, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَكْبَرُ الْكَبَائِرِ الْإِشْرَاكُ بِاللَّهِ. The greatest sin is shirk. And then he said, وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, and disobedience of the parents. So shirk, and then comes after that, uququl walidain, disobedience of the parents. And then mentions shahadatul zur, and false statements, false testimonies. And this he said 3 times. He said, wa shahadatul zur, wa shahadatul zur, wa shahadatul zur. Sahaba said that Prophet ﷺ was saying that so many times that we said that he'll be exhausted. He is so worried, so concerned about that. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, Laitahu sakat, that let him be silent because of the repeating that Prophet ﷺ was saying that. So Rasulullah ﷺ, why he emphasized that? Because the Muslims, those who have accepted Islam, they will not do shirk. Shirk already comes into the heart of the believer. I should not do shirk. Uququl walidain, respect and honor of the parents. Most decent people do that. Most people do that. They respect their parent. But as far as lies are concerned, even the educated, respected people, they don't care about that. They lie. Lying sometimes become a habit, especially in the society, in the world in which we are living. The culture is the culture of lies. Lies in the media, lies in business, lies in politics, lies always, all over lies. So it is. That's why it is important that we Muslims, especially, we should ourselves practice truth in our life, in our families, in our teaching and raising of our children. We emphasize that in our relations with our neighbors, in our businesses, in our whatever we do, do it in a truthful manner. And inshallah, this will bring respect and honor among the people and trust of the people. And it's very important that to have that trust of the people, because lies take away the trust. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is this is the covenant, this is the misaq that Allah took from the prophets, great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also their followers. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا لِيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ وَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah says, we took a solemn pledge from the prophets, from you and from Nuh, from Abraham, from Moses, Jesus, son of Mary, and we took a solemn pledge from all of them. Allah will question the truthful about their truth, and He will has prepared for the disbelievers a painful punishment. So here you see that لِيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ وَيُعَذِّبَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. That means there is صدق, which is iman, and the opposite kufr, and kufr is lie. So it is important that we Muslims who recognize this message, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be exemplary in our truthfulness, in our behavior, in our statements that we say, in our life that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us on the right path. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you, your families. They are not a people who are not well, so we pray for all of them, especially those who have given their names. Sister Linda Zesinski, Brother Sean Haider, Alhamdi family, Brother Sayyid Badruddin, Sister Shahla Nadeem Al-Asadi, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Kurdi, Brother Khalid Hamid, Sister Tasneem Fatima, Shifa for the mother and the good health of her newborn baby, and our brother, very active member of our community here, Brother Faisal Simji. He's recovering, alhamdulillah, and the family is grateful for many du'as. But please continue to make du'a, because he still needs a lot of improvement. So du'a for him, for all these people, and others whose names we don't have, but they are not well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. اللهم اشفهم يا الله اللهم اشف انت الشافي لا شافي الا انت شفاء لا يغادر سقما رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. Also make dua of maghfirah for those who passed away. Brother Muhammad Tariq Malik, Brother Muhammad Tahir, Brother Talal Dandan, and Sister Salina Yazdan. These are the people who passed away recently. And of course, our brother who used to be with us, always praying and sitting here, Brother Yunus Lahani, he passed away. A number of other people, may Allah's mother bless all of them. Brother Abu Ahmed, wonderful brother, he used to take care of the bodies. People die and wash them and take care of them all over Southern California. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and reward him for all the good things that he did. So Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum. Allahumma akrim ruzulahum wassi' mudkhalahum. Allahumma ighfir khatayahum bil ma'i wassalji wal barad. Allahumma naqqihim min az-zunubi wal khataya kama yunqqa thawbul abyad min ad-danas. اللهم جازهم بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم ارحمنا إذا صرنا إلى ما صاروا إليه اللهم ارحمنا إذا صرنا إلى ما صاروا إليه والله have mercy upon us when we are in the same situation and Allah keep us always on the right path and keep us and protect us so I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic from us and keep you all healthy and safe inshallah but take the precautions as was mentioned before Take the precautions, and it is very important. They are helpful. That's why I mentioned that, and they call it 3 W's: wearing the mask, washing the hands, and watching the distance. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعلى عمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأهم وأجل وأكبر أقيموا الصلاة